Blog Talk Radio.
City of Glory, better known as the city of Gary, Indiana.
where we are the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer, Church International. And we had broadcasted tonight again from the sanctuary of the Living Way Christian Center at 235 West 20th Avenue here in the City of Glory, where Apostle Leonard Emmons is our covering and our pastor. I'm Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, and I am your host for tonight. And we just thank you for being with us once more and again. We pray that you've been paying attention to some of the things that we've been sharing with you over the last few months, for God has truly blessed us here in the Warfare Hour. See, we believe that failure is not an option. We believe that failure is not an option because we truly believe that we can, which strengthens us. The reason that we believe we can do all things through Christ is, which strengthens us, is because we do diligently try to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness so that all these things should be added unto us. Now, sometimes we fall a little short, but we do recognize that as long as we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, in all our ways to acknowledge God, that he will lead, guide, and direct our paths. Again, we'd like to thank you for being with us. And we've been sharing some great things with you. You know, we've tried to format to have some of the same things reoccurring so that you recognize what it is that we are. Our aim is to equip you with the weapons of warfare. Our aim is to let you know the gospel truth. Our aim also is to share with you the marriage of the apostolic and the prophetic, and to share with you the truths that God has given us as apostles in the earth to that are on the inside of you, and to give you the insight the way God intended it to be, so that when he comes back, he will continue to recognize, or he will recognize, his church, because he's looking for one without a spot or wrinkle. And he's looking for one that he would definitely be able to recognize. And we have to get back to those foundations. And so, therefore, the Warfare Hour is designed for us to use those weapons of warfare, find out the things that are weapons, use those weapons to fight the enemy. I want to share this with you. God is really good, and it's been extremely warm here in the City of Glory on today. I think we had close to 90-degree weather, and that's wonderful for us. You may have heard me speak before that I take pictures, a lot of pictures with my telephone camera, but the pictures that I take, I probably shock you, because what I do is I take pictures of clouds. And what has happened over the last 4 or 5 years, God has directed me to look up. And so I started paying attention and even sharing with all of those that I know the importance of looking around and looking up, being aware of our surroundings. Here in the City of Glory, we're surrounded by a body of water known as Lake Michigan, one of the Great Lakes. And all in the scriptures, you hear about marine spirits. You hear us, we've prayed often against marine spirits, because those are the predominant spirits in this region, the region being around the Great Lakes, the Mississippi River Valley, basically all the way down through Missouri. We're talking about Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, primarily, as well as Pennsylvania, and going down south to Arkansas, Tennessee. These are the areas that have a lot of unnatural or supernatural things occurring. And we often wonder, why is our weather the way it is, or why is it that different things happen to us? But I'm sharing with you because I take these pictures of clouds, and often I don't see what it is that's in the cloud until after I take a look at the picture. But that, at least in the beginning when I started, that I would just point my camera in a direction to where there was a clump of clouds. And then later on that day, I would take a look at it, and to my wonderment and to my surprise, there was figures in the clouds, faces. And I showed the pictures to other people, those that's in the fivefold ministry. And often I didn't tell them what it was. I just asked them, what was it that they, did they see anything? And generally, if it's particularly if it was prophets, anybody within the fivefold ministry, they were able to pretty quickly find something in the cloud. Sometimes they saw some stuff that I had missed. But here's my point. On last week, we were having our podcast, and I just was having a good time over here in the sanctuary and did not know that I had dropped the call. The enemy kicking up in this area. The service that I'm with is new towers, and we've been dropping calls left and right by the dozens over the past 11, 12 days. So I just prayed a prayer before the podcast, said, Lord, clear the airways, make everything possible. And I went outside to my vehicle, and I looked up, and lo and behold, there's a cloud over the sanctuary. And some of the clouds, what I found is these are territorial spirits or principalities. And so some of them, they're in the clouds all the time, and you see the same pattern. And so I recognize one, and so he tries to disguise himself as a lion, but he's a demonic spirit, and he usually has five or six different faces to the left, to the right, even above him at the top and at the bottom. And as I was looking up, and I pointed at him, and I said, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, if you are not the Lion of Judah, by the blood of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, I disperse you right now. And I said it about four or five times, and then I began to speak in the heavenly language. And lo and behold, in about 5 seconds, the cloud dispersed. And I just began to laugh and say, hallelujah, glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because everything is right on time and right on cue. It may not mean a whole lot to you, but the things that have been going on over the past 10, 11 days, or especially since we last spoke, or the last time that I was able to speak to you, God has been so good. It's been so many miracles and wonderful things. And just yesterday, as a matter of fact, everybody has those woe is me days. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I had a woe is me day. And I had the toughest, darndest time breaking that woe is me spirit. Sometimes, men and women of God, you need to understand that you need somebody else to pray for you. Sometimes, you can put your face on the, put your body on the ground, put your face to the wall, make yourself a flint, and you're just not getting it. And so today, I want to talk about how to overcome some of those things, how to overcome those woe is me days. And Well, first one of the things that you need to remember is that God called you. God called you to be who he intended you to be. I saw a bumper sticker today, and I couldn't remember that bumper sticker for the life of me until a few minutes ago. But it was kind of ironic, and hopefully I'll be able to share with you later on. But I want to make sure that we stay in tune with what we've been doing, because God is true to allow us some leeway, but he also has some things that he wants us to say. He's got some things that he wants us to do. I want to read this, Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11, 12, and 13. I'm reading out of the Amplified Bible. And it reads as such, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." Verse 12, "Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you." Verse 13, "Then you will seek me, you will inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Verse 14, "I will be found by you, says the Lord." Hallelujah. "And I will release you from captivity and gather you from all the nations and all the places to which I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive." Hallelujah. Glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to go back and explain that to you in just a moment, but I just wanted to encourage you with that scripture. And the reason that that scripture stood out, and I've been reading it over the past five or six podcasts, because we need to be encouraged, and folks encourage us, and folks say things to us, and we get what we call warm fuzzies when the person is doing it or when the person is saying it. Even though it may be anointed, if we don't write it down or we didn't have it recorded or something, it may not come back to us till years later. But it'll come back exactly at the time when we need it. I was sharing with you that on yesterday, I had this woe is me syndrome. And I was flipping through my wallet, and a dear friend of mine wrote me a note about 12 years ago. And this woman of God, you know, she's a first lady, but she's also a mighty prophetess. And her husband is a minstrel and a psalmist. He's a pastor of a local church here in the city. And we were all at New Friendship Baptist Church at the time. And so we was going through some metamorphosis of things that was going on with us. And we didn't know exactly, you know, whether we were supposed to stay, whether we were supposed to go. We didn't really know what was happening with us. They understood before I did anyway. But she wrote me this little note, and she started out reading Psalms 24, verse 7 and 8. You know, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. And then she began to prophesy to me in word. But basically what she was telling me, she encouraged me, saying that the Lord is with me and he's with me always. And you know what? We hear that all the time. But when you really, really need it, God will find a way to let you know I'm right here. And she encouraged me to be strong in the Lord. And she encouraged me by saying that he's bringing me to a higher ground and for me to go with him. Because it says, faithful is he who has promised. He is able to complete and perfect you. If he promised, shall he not do it? No, that is all is well. Be ye encouraged, for the Lord your God is with you. Now, how many times have folks said something wonderful like that to you? Sometimes you need to write some stuff down. I just recently started journaling. I didn't recognize the fullness of what journaling was, but I encourage all of you that if you do not have a journal, go to the store. You can start out with loose leaf, whatever it is that you're comfortable with writing with, but begin to write down things that happen to you every day. Then you'll see, guess what? I don't pray as much as I need to pray. Yeah. You'll find out, wow, I only prayed 3 times today. 5 minutes here, 20 minutes there, half hour over there, in a whole 24-hour period. And you start seeing how really inadequate you are. And I began journaling about 11 years ago, but I didn't know what I was doing. So it really kind of looked like one of them dear diaries. And, you know, guys traditionally don't know how to write a diary. You know, you would think that women know how to write diaries. Even though some of the greatest writers might be men in different areas, that doesn't mean that they're good at writing diaries. But my first 3 or 4 journals looked like a diary, you know. I mean, it was like a play-by-play. And that was okay, but I learned as I went on, because what happened was I figured out I wasn't praying enough. I wasn't getting in the face of God. I wasn't developing my relationship with him. And so that's when I began developing my relationship stronger and stronger and stronger with him. And so I encourage you to do the same thing. Begin to develop your relationship stronger and stronger and stronger with God. God has called everyone that's listening to my voice. He's called you to do a specific work. He's ordained you and blessed you to do that work. He's set you apart to do that work since before the dawn of time. He had a conversation with you before you came out in this earth suit. And he placed everything at your disposal in order for you to be able to get the information. I'm going to share this with you, and as we do every week, I'm going to pray that you would get the piece of paper that you need, the electronic device that you decide to use, whether it's your telephone, your computer, typewriter, answering machine, whatever it is that you have, a pen, a pencil, paper, whether it's a stenography. You know, it's so many things is out there. But take some notes, and hopefully, prayerfully, the word of God will come through on tonight and will bless you in a mighty, mighty way. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to come together again on tonight. Bless us, O God, with your word. Bless us, Father, that we be able to give to your people that which you desire for them to have, and that they will receive it, Father, with the fullness of the anointing that you intend for it to go out with, O God. Father, we pray even right now, Father, that all is well, and that no hurt, harm, or danger comes to anyone that's listening, no retaliation or retribution, O God, and that they be able to receive the fullness of this gospel, the fullness of this word, and that it penetrate their hearts, their minds, their soul, and their spirit, O God, and they'll be able to be use it and to go on next week, Father, with a fervor and an expectation like no other time that they have before. We believe and declare it to be so in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, we're going to ask you to say these words with us as we do each week, which is an affirmation, and it puts you in the mindset to be able to understand what it is God has for us. If you would, please, open thine mine eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. That's Psalms 119 and verse 18. And before we get into it, again, we always want to cover and to encourage you with the harmonious marriage prayer. We recognize that the enemy is going out to destroy the marriages, particularly in the household of faith. Our numbers are higher than those that are outside the household of faith, and so we have to do a little extra to work towards our earthly marriages. However, as I share with you each week, those of you that are going to be listening and going along with this prayer, it is also for single people because we are married to Christ. We are the bride of Christ. It's a marriage of the apostolic and the prophetic. So you hear us say that in this prayer because the apostolic is the chief cornerstone, the chief apostle was Jesus Christ himself, and we are the prophetic. We're married. We're the ones that's left here to share the good news with the rest of the world. And he's coming back to claim his bride. And so those of you who are single, you can say this prayer, you can receive this prayer in the same manner and fashion as those of us that are married in the physical. Amen. Hallelujah. Harmonious marriage prayer. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written in your word that your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who is given to us. Because you are in us, we acknowledge that love reigns supreme. We believe that love is displayed in full expression, enfolding and knitting us together in truth, making us perfect for every good work to do your will, working in us that which is pleasing in your sight, O God. Dear Father, we live and conduct our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially of the natural, O God, honorably and becomingly, O God. We esteem it as precious. We esteem it as worthy and of great price. Father, we commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, being of the same mind and united in spirit. Father, 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 we believe and say that we are gentle. Father, we believe and say that we are compassionate. Father, we believe and say that we are courteous. Father, we believe and say that we are tenderhearted. Father, we believe and we say that we are humble-minded. Father, we seek peace. And because we seek peace, O God, it keeps our hearts in quietness and assurance. Because we follow after love and dwell in peace, O God, our prayers are not hindered in any way. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus, the sweet anointing of your Holy Spirit and the good, acceptable, and perfect will of you is the great I am. O God, O God, O God, our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially of the natural, O God, grows stronger day by day in the bond of unity because it is founded on your word and rooted and grounded in your love. Father, we decree this day we have a marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially of the natural, O God, made in heaven. Father, we thank you for the performance of it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen, which means it is so. And the scripture references for this harmonious marriage prayer are Romans 5 and 5, Philippians 1 and 9, Colossians 3 and 14, Colossians 1 and 10, Philippians 2 and 13, Philippians 2 and 2, Ephesians 4 and 32, Isaiah 32 and 17, Philippians 4 and 7, 1 Peter 3 and 7, Ephesians 3, chapter 19 and verse 17 and Jeremiah 1 and 12. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. As I said on last week, when we came forth, we got cut off. And, hey, that was the first time that that had happened. But to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. 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 It's really wonderful that we see people and hear from people that we've run into. And we begin to remember wonderful and miraculous things that has happened in our lives. And I was sharing with the at Bible study on last night a miracle that had happened some time ago. And sometimes we forget about the miracles that happened in our lives. But I encourage you to dig deep in your consciousness and start going back and looking at what God already has done in your life. A dear friend of mine, I bought a book through Apostle Emmons. He had a wonderful resource and picked up this Prayer Passport to Crush Oppression. It's a manual for fighting warfare. It's unlike any tool that I've ever had in my life. And it's authored by Dr. Daniel Olo. This mighty man of God is from Africa, and pretty much every one of these prayers, and we've used some of these prayers, we've read these prayers, we've recited these prayers and these affirmations with you, these warfare prayers, and I know you've been set free. I know you've been delivered in many areas. And I shared the book with a friend of mine, just to let him see it for about, 2 weeks to, I guess it was about a month. He has a prison ministry here at the, there's a local prison about 20 miles from here in Westville, and he's he has a ministry there. And, it really, this book just really just socked to him. And so he naturally began to order some of the books. But he encouraged me. And just the other day, like I say, you're going to have those woe is me days. And sometimes you just need to go back and listen to some of the encouraging words that folks have said to you. But then here's something that stuck out that he said to me, but it stuck out because it was so profound, and it fits right where we are on today. So we had 100 preachers who feared nothing but sin and desired nothing but God. Let me read that again. If we had 100 preachers who feared nothing but sin and desired nothing but God, such alone would shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven on earth. So whatever you do, don't stop praying. He will hear your cry. For the Lord God has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying. He will answer you. I'm like, oh, my God. Now, I read that today. Now, as I said, today so many wonderful and miraculous things happen today. It's just unbelievable. But yesterday, it seemed like nothing was going my way. And I'm talking about woe is me. I'm talking about I was like really down in the pits. Now, I'm being transparent with you for a reason. First of all, you need to understand that no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on in your life, sooner or later, the enemy coming down your street. He know your name. He know those things that get to you. And he's the author of confusion. He's the master of deceit. He is the unadulterated person that knows how to get under your skin. And if you think that it doesn't apply to you, like mother used to say, keep living, sugar, because I promise you, sooner or later, you're going to have one of them days. So how do you overcome those? First of all, you need to understand that you was called by God. You need to understand that you had a conversation with him made to Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because, see, we got adopted into the house.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Prophetess Teresa. Okay, and I think he's back in. Apostle, are you
back? Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Now, see, the enemy already know that we finna get into some meat. And so he trying this little thing, but you know what? We ready for him tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, I was paying attention this time, Prophet.
Praise God.
Amen. If you will, turn to 1 Chronicles 16 chapter. Let's get into this thing. First Chronicles 16 chapter. No, hold up. Let's go somewhere else first. Go to Isaiah 52. Isaiah 52, verse 7 and 8. See, as I was saying, God has put us in position to be able to overcome everything. Everything. You know, he's told us in his word that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And Isaiah 52 chapter, verse 7 and verse 8. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bring good tidings, that publish peace, that
Well, praise the Lord again. I encourage you to stay on the line. He'll be calling back in. Amen. God is good. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to play just a little music until he comes back on. Oh, praise the Lord. I see him now.
Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 52, verse 7 and 8. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publishes peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that said unto Zion, thy God reigneth. God is blessing everybody that's blessing his name. Hallelujah. Everybody that's saying something about the good news, and the good news is dealing with the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace is Acts 10th chapter, verse 36, talks about the gospel of peace, which is Jesus Christ telling us that peace that he's going to bring with us, that peace that surpasses all understanding. We can, when we down in the dumps, we can get that peace. We can get that peace. We can get that peace that surpasses all understanding. He is the Lord of all. See, Romans 10 and 15 talks about men being sent of God. Preachers. Remember I just read to you what the man of God said, that if 100 preachers got together and just put themselves in a position to hate sin and to love God, that would break down the gates of hell? As soon as I said that, that's when the telephone start acting up. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful, magnificent name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, when we every time we exalt the name of God, exalt the name of Christ, things is going to happen. Folks is going to get delivered. People is going to start getting healed. He gave us a mandate, what it was that he wanted us to do. Going back to verse 7 and verse 8. Okay, I'm checking this phone, so just kind of bear with me. It says, "Thy watchmen shall lift up thy voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion." That's Israel. You know, see, break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. God is redeeming us. You know, when Jesus came back, you know, when he died on the cross, he suffered. And the enemy, you know, I mean, this is the part that he knows, everybody knows, but he don't want us to say how we can go about using what God has given us. God has given us spiritual gifts. He's given us spiritual gifts. And he's taught us how to use those gifts as weapons of warfare. And he's taught us how to declare on the earth so that it'll manifest in heaven. And he gave us the power and anointing and authority here on the earth. And the enemy's been angry about that. But I'm here to tell you, quit giving the enemy his props. He's a lion, but he ain't got no teeth. He a toothless lion. He worse than the lion on the Wizard of Oz, because he's a coward. You know he's a coward. He's the cowardly lion. You know what? Yeah, he's smart. He's a deceiver. But all he can do is imitate and take over. And he can only take over what you give him. If you don't give him the authority to do it, it's nothing he can do. He could come at you. God has to give him authority to do things up. He can't just do it. He got to get permission. And God, just like he did with Job, he said, "Have you considered my servant Carlton?" He don't like no sin, and he loved the Lord. And if you know the enemy, what he said, "Well, take your head from around him. I make him cuss you." And see, that's when them woe is me days show up. You think it's you. You think you fighting just the everyday stuff that's going on around you. The enemy is pulling out every trick that he can to try to get you to blaspheme the name of the Holy Spirit, to renounce Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to not use the power that God has given you through the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in unknown tongues. You got to declare all over the place and allow God to be used by you. The good news is the gospel of peace, that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and he has sent men, women, boys, and girls to preach. We've been trying to get this message across that Joel said in the second chapter and verse 28. If you'll turn there, we're going to get this done today. Joel, some stuff was going on in Joel, and as I shared with you, if you look, I hope you read the whole chapter of Joel, the second chapter, because you'll find that the stuff that was happening then, a lot of that stuff is happening now. So why is it that, you know, the Lord said that, what, there's nothing new under the sun. So why is it that we think everything is so new? All the stuff that's going on, we think, you know, we got Facebook, we got YouTube, and we find out all these different things about different folks and stuff like that. Guess what? that stuff is you can find a story that mirrors everything that you watch on YouTube. You can find a story in these holy scriptures that mirrors it. It's nothing new under the sun. And so what we have to know is because it's nothing new under the sun, God gave us dominion, power, and authority over everything on earth. Go back to Genesis, the first chapter, where he created man, and then he gave man a command. And, you know, we talk about it, you know, at least once every month. And so it's not something that's new to you, but here's the things that we need to remember. Worship is key, is one of the keys, the strongest keys that we have. Prayer is a key. The Lord's Supper is a key. Preaching, teaching. And that, I'm talking about preaching and teaching the life of Jesus. The things that when we sit down and we do an exposition of the scriptures and we break them scriptures down and put all the commas where they're supposed to and all the ands and all the buts. Apostle Emmons was on the other night, and he always talks about but God. You know, God put his butt in everything to let us know that you can get out of anything. Prayers. Prayers have to be spontaneous. Now, yes, I read some prayers because some of the prayers that I've been reading. Now, I know, you know, there's other prayers that I am spontaneous at praying, but then these are warfare. Some of these warfare prayers, I know a lot of them, but some of these got some key specific words, and these are words that's already been used, it's already been proven. To fight against different kinds of principalities. And when you begin to call out these principalities and these rules of darkness in high place by name and be pulling them down and drawing them down and all that, it's a repetition. It's a like my mama used to say, it's a method to our madness when we do that. Remember now, singing is also a key. It's a warfare key. Ephesians 5 and 19 talks about it, Colossians 3 and 16. But did you know that giving is a key, is a warfare gift? You got to give freely of that which God has given you. Your hand needs to always be open and not closed. Listen to me, men and women of God. It's not always about money. But if you're not giving your time, if you're not giving what God has given, you're not feeding nobody. Whether it's physical food or whether it's spiritual food or whether it's mental food, you need to be feeding yourself. You need to be feeding your family. You need to be feeding those that are near and dear to you. You need to be feeding the people at work. You need to be feeding your neighbors every day. You need to, if you got books in your... Okay, we always want to get on the women about all the shoes and stuff that they have. Okay, but men, how many T-shirts you got and hats or caps that's just sitting there drawing dust that could be used by somebody? Get some of them clothes up that y'all got in y'all closets. At least twice a year, I go through my closet. I got some good stuff, too. I got stuff from all the way around the world. Places I've been. Well, I buy some. I ain't gonna give you nothing that I wouldn't wear myself. If it's old, throw it away. If it's raggedy, get rid of it. But if it's good, give it away. Hello. See, God gave the biggest sacrifice of all, because he loved us. It says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. I don't have to go on with the rest, because we've been talking about that. His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe and call on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Guess what? The good news, men and women, boys and girls, hey, how beautiful are the feet of them that share the good news. You got to be able to walk with God. The only way you can walk with God, you got to know God. I want to have that same kind of walk that Enoch had. You see, you know, the Bible don't tell us a whole lot about Enoch. You got to go to some other books, you know. You know, I know there's some a book of Enoch that's out there, you know, and nobody ain't going to tell you to find that information and read that. But guess what? There's a lot of interesting stuff out there. And if you ask the Lord to open up your understanding, he'll lead God and direct you to some other stuff. But see, Enoch, he had a wonderful testimony. We don't know a whole lot about Enoch. But the one thing that we do know about, that he had an outstanding characteristic, and that they said he walked faithfully with God. 365 years, Jude talks about him, Hebrews talks about him. I'm going to tell you something. When you're certain people in the Bible, you don't hear but a little bit about. But man, they had a powerful testimony. Enoch is one of them. Stephen is one of them. Stephen was a deacon. But he's the only person in the Bible that got a standing ovation. A deacon, not an apostle, not a prophet, just a servant. Diaconus, that's what deacon stands for, a servant. That's what minister stands for, diaconus, servant, minister. See, we get really hung up on some titles sometimes. And we really shouldn't. But God did place some preachers here on the earth. Because he said, how can you hear without a preacher? That means he, you know, remember last week, a week before last, we was talking about the gifts of breaking things down, the gifts of understanding hidden mysteries and things of that nature. What happened, Jesus, when he was teaching the disciples, he told the disciples, asked them to say, why are you teaching everybody in parables? They even wanted to know. He said, well, everything's not for everybody. Yeah, one day I'm gonna pour out my spirit on all flesh. But some of y'all, the called out ones, y'all going to do some stuff that's different. Y'all going to prophesy. Prophesying is preaching, interpreting the information that comes straight from God and exhorting it to everybody else, explaining, teaching the word of God. He said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Whose sons and whose daughters? Those that believe on him. Those that accept him. Those that are called by him. Who is him? Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, the great I am, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's who him is. See, you got to believe all these things that we're talking about right now. You got to develop a relationship with him. So that you can do the things that he had a conversation with you with before you came down here in this earth suit. We talked about the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We also talked about the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And verse 2. We've been talking about them. We're going to continue to talk about them. We're going to continue to put emphasis in certain areas. Let's turn to Romans, the 10th chapter, please. I hope I'm being a blessing to you. Romans, the 10th chapter, and verse 15. Say, how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Remember in the beginning, I read Isaiah 52, second chapter, verse 7 and verse 8. These are confirmational scriptures in the Old and the New Testament. And God has told us all through the scriptures for us to, okay, you might be saying, okay, well, why are you making such an emphasis about preachers? You know why? Because everybody's supposed to be doing some preaching and teaching. If you got a family, you're supposed to be preaching and teaching. And, you know, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. How are you going to serve the Lord if you don't know about the Lord? Grandma and them taught us certain things. Daddy and them taught us certain things. Deacon and them taught us certain things. Somebody in your family was very spiritual, and they went through your whole family talking about the good news. Everybody got a big mama or a big daddy or Uncle Tom and them or somebody that everybody looked up to. We had Uncle Pete, Uncle Matt, my granddaddy Humphrey Paul, you know, my own mother. I mean, it's, everybody had somebody in their family, Auntie Deborah. Everybody had somebody that they looked up to, that all they talked about, every time you seen them, they was talking about the Lord. And the thought is that all of us are supposed to be doing this because we all been called to be ambassadors. We all been called to go forth and to share this good news. We got the good news and we want to hold on to it and don't want to do anything with it. We want to put it in a bag and put it up on the shelf and do nothing with it. Talking about the fable of the sower. The fable of, or the tale where there was a time when the master gave some coins to some folks and told them that he gonna come back later and collect them. Everybody did something with the talents or the coins or the money or the gift. You can put your own spin on it. We waste our gifts. We waste our talents. We waste our money. We waste our efforts because we don't do it the way God intended for us to do it. I was talking about giving as a gift, as a key and as a tool and as a weapon. Don't you know that when you give somebody something, you just break them all the way down? When you give somebody something from your heart, they'll never forget you. Go, I dare you to go in your closet and pull out your best suit and give it to somebody that you know that's going to use it and that would appreciate it. Ask God, okay, I'm going to get my best suit, my best hat, my best pair of shoes, and one of my best pieces of jewelry. The whole suit, everything that go with it. And I'm going to give it to somebody that will appreciate it. I promise you, that person will never forget you. They'll never forget you. Let me explain something to you. God gave us something. That's why we'd never forget him. He gave us his only begotten Son. And because he gave us his only begotten Son, we got access to the tree of life. It don't get no better than that. That's the best thing that, man, men and women of God, you need to be able to use all of the tools that God has left on the earth for us, because he's taught us, and he's placed an anointing on our life. The anointing that he has placed, he's the one that gave it. We received it of him. It abides in us. And we don't need that any man would teach us. But guess what? That same anointing teaches us to teach all things. And it's a truth, and it's not a lie. Because it came from that was taught of God. As long as we abide in God, nothing can defeat us. And what I just really was paraphrasing from is 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verse 27. God has given us the ability to pray in the Holy Ghost. And unfortunately, there's those in the earth that has helped the enemy shield this power and this authority and this anointing from us. Prophetess Teresa was speaking about the exousia power on her show on Saturday. Apostle Emmons on Tuesday spoke on the dunamis and the exousia power. The power and the anointing and the authority and the dominion that God has given us. He's given us the ability to overcome this earth, to overcome this world. He's given us the ability to lead, to guide, and to direct the world. Matter of fact, turn to Psalms 82. We're gonna finish up with Psalms 82. On last week, like I said, I got on fire talking about the judges and talking about that we have given away. See, we give away the wrong stuff. See, we give away the power, the authority, the anointing, just like Adam did. He gave away the most precious gift that he had. He gave away solidarity with Christ, with the Lord himself. He gave away the relationship. He gave away that oneness. And men and women of God, you got to fight for that oneness. You got to fight, fight, fight. When you hear the word of truth, you got to be able to tell others about it. The truth is the Holy Spirit. It's God's voice. And that, you know, the Holy Spirit is a teacher. It's the voice of God. He is the agent of truth. Hearing the word of truth is the way that we're able to activate the gift of the Holy Spirit. We got to believe in our heart that which opens the gateways to receive. We've got to be able to receive God with our mind, with our body, and with our spirit. Then we got to confess it with our mouth. And I'm saying confess it in a tongue that you know, that's known and unknown. And the power and anointing and authority comes from the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Confession with the mouth. The mouth, everything that happens is voice activated. Everything that's happening. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. How? He said, let there be. He said, let there be. And whatever came after the be came into existence. He said, let us make. And whatever came out to make came into being. Jesus, when he talked about the Father, because he was there, Jesus is the one that was doing the talking. Jesus said when he came back in the earth in a fleshly body, he said that he was doing the will of his Father. And when he got tempted of the enemy, and he got tempted of the enemy in more than one occasion, but before he started his ministry, after he got baptized by John, the Holy Ghost lit upon him as a dove upon him. And Apostle Ennis was speaking on it earlier in the week about the lighting of the Holy Spirit and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Both of them are necessary for you to be able to be a conqueror. Because as the Holy Spirit lights on you, the knowledge and the understanding come. But the power and authority of the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you, and it has to be voice activated. Just like when last week, and I got cut off, but I ain't getting cut off this week, I bet you. Hallelujah, glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. Listen. Jesus, when he was a baby in his mother's womb, his mother went to see her cousin. When she got over to her cousin's house, Elizabeth's baby that was in her belly, which was John, leaped for joy when he heard it, when he got in the presence of Jesus. And that's what we got to do. We got to leap for joy. We got this Holy Ghost on the inside of us. That Holy Ghost, when Jesus came in the earth, he was in the earth when he was in that belly. And things was happening even then. In the Catholic religion, they talk about the different places that Mary and Joseph and Jesus went when he was a lad. And every place that they went, the places was anointed. Great things happen. Powerful things. That's why, you know, they kind of got out of hand with the treasuring. With the treasuring of things that was going on concerning Jesus. And what I mean by that is every place that he went, they started saying, this is a holy place. Just because he visited there. But guess what? That's a good thing in one sense, because that puts us in a position of, when I walk in a place, hey, I feel like I brought some peace to that place. Hallelujah. It said how wonderful are the feet of them that preaches the gospel. So if I walk in a place and I talk about the gospel of peace, and somebody's getting delivered, that means no matter where I walk, it's a good thing. See, he set the precedent for us even when he was early in his ministry, even when he was just learning how to be a carpenter, when he was just being a good son. See, obedience is better than sacrifice. There's so many different cliches, so many different things that we hear and that we've talked about, and we don't understand the fullness of where it comes from. Even goes back, Jesus comprehended or used everything in the New Testament, everything that he said. He used the Old Testament reference, which was the law, and showed the parallel with what he was doing and why he was here. Now that he's gone, the law is shown that he came and placed in us and left us in a position that we become the lost. Turn to Psalms 82. And I did say that we're going to finish up here, and then we're going to open up the lines. Amen. Hallelujah. So God says, and I'm reading out of the Amplified, Psalms 82, verse 1, God stands in the assembly of the representatives of God in the midst of the magistrates or judges. He gives judgment as among the gods, with a small g. Verse 2, how long will you, magistrates or judges, judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Then it says the word Selah, which means pause and calmly think on that. Calmly pause and think of how long will you, which is us, as magistrate and judges, judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked. How are we judging unjustly? How are we showing partiality? Because in the beginning, in Genesis 1 and 26, when he created man and he gave man dominion, power, and authority over the earth, he expects us to rule his earth. The earth is out of whack because we ain't ruling it. We keep anointing and appointing judges that's not holy, got nothing to do with the law of God, but has to do with the law of man. And we're allowing the law of man to govern this earth. God says, not so. He didn't leave us. He had no reason to leave us here if we was going to turn everything over to the heathen. So we need to blame ourselves. When we go to court and we go to jail unjustly, it's our own fault. Hallelujah. I know I ain't going to get a whole lot of amens on that, but I'm reading it right out of the scriptures right here. Verse 2, how long will you magistrates or judges judge unjustly and show partiality? Said, pause and think on that. Did you really pause and think on that, or did you get angry because of the way I'm presenting it to you? Pause and think about that. God is asking you, why are you judging unjustly? Why are you letting people that's not designed to be in control? Verse 3, do justice to the weak, the poor, the fatherless. Maintain the rights of the afflicted and the needy. You can only do that if you judge them. Hallelujah. Verse 4, deliver the poor and needy. Rescue them out of the hands of the wicked. How are you going to rescue? See, you know, nowadays we don't care about nobody but ourselves. Ooh, we. Did I say that out loud? I guess I did. Hallelujah. And we got to get from that, men and women of God. I know everybody ain't like that, but at some time before the day goes out, yeah, we do. We think about ourselves a lot. Sometimes we don't think about others as much as we think about ourselves. I know if I'm guilty of it, I must be the only person on earth that's guilty of that. So, you know, yeah. Don't blame yourself, blame me. You know, you can just blame me today. I go ahead and take the brunt of the world on my shoulder today. Because I know I didn't think about everybody all day long. Because there was some stuff I had going on that I was thinking about me. I know y'all don't think like that because y'all, you know, high and been around and y'all can control your emotions better than I can. Verse 5. The magistrates and judges know not, neither will they understand. Did you hear what I said? Now this time I'm not talking about us, I'm talking about them, the ones we have allowed to reign. So the magistrate, verse 5, and the judges know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in the darkness of complacent satisfaction. All the foundations of the earth, the fundamental principles upon which rests the administration of justice, are shaken. I need to read that out of the King James, because I know, you know, sometimes, you know, the Amplified really break it down, but if you reading out of the King James, you might say, you know, I ain't getting that, Apostle. Well, let me read it to you in the King James, verse 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Everything's out of course because we're not in place. The whole foundation of the earth is on a tilt, like a tilt wheel. You ever seen them spinning tops that you can put string around, and then you throw the string, and the top spins, and as long as it's, when it's spinning real fast, it's spinning on the end, on the tip, and it's spinning real fast, and then all of a sudden it starts getting wobbly, 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 and then it stops. Well, that's the way the earth feels right now because we're not in place. We're not judging. We're giving up everything that God gave to us to other people, and so that makes us the unjust judges. Verse 6 says, I have said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. All of you are children of the Most High. In the Amplified, it says, I say ye are gods since you judge on my behalf. That's what God being a God is. People say, man, you can't be no God. See, everybody want to say, judge not, lest ye be judged. See, that's what I was telling you last week about Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 1. It says, judge not, lest ye be judged. With the same measure that you judge, you're going to get that same judgment back on you. And that's what people be telling us. Well, you know, you ain't supposed to be judging people. You're supposed to just be a fruit inspector. That's a lie. That ain't what Psalms 82 say. Say, how long you going to let them unjust judge? How long you going to be an unjust judge? How long you going to let somebody else do your job? Ooh, my God. Hallelujah. Father, we repent. Father, we sorry. We sorry, Lord, that we haven't done what we were supposed to do. Father, just forgive us, God, creating us a clean heart, oh God, that we can go forth and be what you desire us to be, Father. Put the fire back in us, oh God. Put the fire back in us, oh God, that we can continue to do what it is that you have desired for us to do, Father. We don't want to be no unjust judges, oh God. We want to be the fullness of who you say we are, oh God. Father, we recognize, Father, that we have unclean lips sometimes, oh God. We recognize, Father, that we even contend with the world. But we pray even right now, Father, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God, that you would place us back in a position of honor, oh God, that you would put us back in a position, oh God. You've not taken it away, Father, but we've given it away, oh God. Father, we pray even right now, Father, that you strengthen us and let us see the error of our way, oh God, that we see those things as they are, oh God, and that we are able to go forth and to bring back to reality that which you have entrusted in us. Father, we know that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, Father. We declare and decree even right now, oh God, that those things that you've given us, Father, that we take back, Father, we take back everything, oh God, because nothing was stolen, we gave it away. And so we're going to have to take it back by force, Father. Teach our hands to war and our fingers to do battle, oh God. So, Father, we're going to take it by force, oh God. And, Father, give us a heart, Father, to be warriors for you, oh God. Father, we love you, we adore you, we magnify your name. And we declare that it can, will, and shall be done in Jesus' precious name, by the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion, the power, and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and the good, acceptable, and perfect will of you as the great I am. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If we're going to go ahead and open up the lines right now. We pray that we've been a blessing to you. If you got comments or criticisms or prayer requests, or whatever it is that you have, would you come on right now? Just press 1 if you're talking on the telephone, and you'll be able to give comments. So we're going to go ahead and open the lines up right now. Okay, we're back on the air. Again, we pray that the lines are open and that you can go ahead and give comments.
Yes, Apostle, the lines are open.
Amen. Okay. Well, everyone's shy again on today. We're going to go ahead and give you a prayer calendar for the week. Today is the 3rd. And so our prayer calendar begins with the 4th. And the 4th day is integrity. As Psalms 25, verse 21. And the 5th day is self-control, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 6. The 6th day is love for God's word, Psalms 19 and verse 10. The 7th day is justice, Psalms 11, verse 7, and Micah 6 and 8. The 8th day is mercy, James 5, the 5th chapter, verse 11. The 9th day is respect, 1 Peter 2 and 7. And the 10th day is self-esteem, Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 10. And when we come back on next Thursday, no, that's the 10th is next Thursday. But we praise God for you. And if you've been blessed on today and you don't know God and the pardon of your sins, we want you to be able to have that fullness of what God has for you. We want to have you receive the fullness of God through your activation of your own voice. If you believe what you've heard today, if you've been stirred up, we ask that you would say these words with us. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you're the son of a virgin. I believe that you lived on the earth, that you died, and that you rose again, and you're sitting at the right hand of the Father. I believe and I want to have a relationship with you, O God. Father, I repent of my sins and I want to live in paradise with you. I want to be with you and I give my life to you now. Father, forgive me for all that I've done and welcome me into your kingdom. If you just said those words, hallelujah to you, man of God. Hallelujah to you, woman of God. Because the angels are rejoicing way more than we are here on the earth. For another soul has come into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And that's really what it's all about. The souls coming into the kingdom, being awakened, stirring up the gift that's on the inside of your belly. And if you said those words today, we're going to allow our prophetess Teresa to come and to as our sponsor and as our host of the Kingdom Daughters, and she's the founder of the Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders, to tell you how you can get some gifts and how we can help you to further your what you've just done. Make sure that we can get you in a good Bible reading church. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, we want to thank everyone for, you know, tuning in, and you're quiet, but you're there, and we appreciate you, and we want you to let you know that we truly love you, and we thank God for you. And those that have accepted Christ, even the ones that have said it silently, I just want to encourage you to seek his face. Get into your prayer closet and begin to establish an intimate relationship with the Father, and so that you can truly know him and truly understand what he would have you to be doing in this time and in this season, for this line has been established for you. And we want you to be blessed with it, and we know that you were tonight, for truly we were. And just eat on that engrafted word tonight. Eat it and just meditate on it and allow God to cause and provoke you to embrace the word in the spirit of truth. So we just thank you for tuning in. If you'd like a Bible, if you don't have one, we will be more than happy to give you a Bible, send you out one to pray with you, and even to be led as God lead us to, and send you to a ministry, a God-loving, God-fearing ministry that recognize Jesus as the Son of God. So you can give us a call. You can go to the website, www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. We are working on the website, and we should be totally finished by the middle of this month. We've been working on some things to be more of a blessing to you. You'll be able to go to the website and order different products and services. And so we want to create something that can you'll be sowing back into the kingdom, Kingdom Builders Ministry, and we'll be sowing back into you. So we want to just encourage you to stay blessed in the Lord and keep tuning in. And as you grow in the things of God, you're going to begin to see yourself walking in leadership. You'll begin to see yourself encouraging others to do and be as God have already ordained you to be. And as Apostle was going forth, I know that you were blessed. And those that, you know, want to get a listen to it in more detail, go back on the blog talk, and you can listen to it again. And as all of the broadcasts, you can listen to them again. So you're able to, if you miss something, you can go back and you can get it again. So that's one of the good things about the Blog Talk Radio. It's always online, and you always can go in and listen to the broadcast. So we just thank God for that. And we also want to make an announcement on Saturday. We want to encourage everyone. It's not just for women, but this month we are working on a project that's for women, but it's not just for women, because we welcome the men to come as well, because we know that when the word of God is going forth, that it's for all of us. So when we do something, everyone is welcome to come. And that will be Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Living Way Christian Center, our home church. Apostle Leonard Emmons is our pastor, and we'll be there from 3 to 5, and refreshments will be served, a spiritual encounter. We also will be sharing some financial information so that we can be economically strengthened with knowledge, so that some doors that's open to us, that we'll be able to go in those doors. We'll be providing some detailed information on that as well. Monthly we'll be doing that. And then on the following first Saturday, I believe, yes it is, the first Saturday in June, we will be at the, I believe it's the YMCA in Gary, Indiana. And I'll give you more information about that, and that will be, my husband will be doing that empowerment, and we'll be doing raising up mentors for young men. So that's being put together, and again, there'll be refreshments on that Saturday. We want to encourage the people of God to step out into the deep waters, to go beyond the norm, to do more to win souls to Christ. And so that when the Lord look at us and say, "Thy good and faithful servant, well done," and we won't despise small beginnings. What seems small is huge in the eyes of the Lord, because souls are being fed, and that's what God wants. He wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to be built up in the things of God. So I'm truly excited. I'm excited, and I can't say it enough. And I want to thank you, Apostle, for going forth with power. And even though the enemy attempted to cause that word not to go forth, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And we know the word of God tells us that Satan is the prince of the air. And he doesn't want this communication through the airwaves. So we understand that. But we're going into the enemy's territory, and we're not even scared. So we just thank you for tuning in. And I just want to, again, thank Apostle Clark as I cover him with a word of prayer. And I just, Father, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you, Lord God, for his faithfulness to you. For truly, Lord, you're faithful. And we know, Lord God, even, Father, on the days that he feel down, Lord God, that he is above because you said so. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have always made a way of escape for him. And I thank you, Lord God, that he will fear no evil. And I thank you, Father, that everything around him is blessed. And I thank you that all his days are created with the light of God, that he wake up, Lord God, and he begin to see, Lord God, what you have in store like never before. I thank you for the manifestation of his vision that you've given him. I thank you, Father, that the foundation that he's building on, Lord God, is Jesus Christ. And there's no failure in that, Father. So I thank you, Lord God, that you are establishing everything that you have created in his heart in the name of Jesus. I cover him with the blood of Jesus. I cover his wife with the blood of Jesus, his entire family with the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against his family shall prosper. And, Father, we know, Lord God, that as we depend on you, Father God, that you have always and you never will let us down. So we know that we're standing on solid foundation because we're standing on you. So I thank you, Father, for the warfare hour that you have created, that you have established. I thank you, Father, for Warriors of Christ, the ministry, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that the foundation and the roots are deep, and they will not wither, they will not be removed, Lord God. And I thank you that they're on foundation that's solid in the name of Jesus. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water shall not be moved, a church of God that's marching in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for what you have done tonight and what you will do next Thursday night. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we say amen. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
I pray, I thank you, Pastors, for covering us. You know, you just can feel the strength coming back. as you were praying, you know, it's an anointing when you're calling on God. I just thank God for you and for all those that make up the Kingdom Builders and the Kingdom Daughters. Thank God for Apostle Emmons and the Living Way family.
Amen.
We've been truly blessed. Thank God for the City of Glory. The city does not be hidden under the bushes. We got a new mayor. We got a lot of things happening. We're going to be getting some great audience with those that's in this city, with those in this county, in this country, even in this hemisphere. But we're getting ready to step out. And we've prophesied some things, and we're going to see them come to pass.
Yes.
That we're going to do what God said do in this hemisphere. We're going to say what God said for us to say. And we will not be bashful, but we will be bold.
Yes.
We will continue to do it the way God says do it. And we will be unabashed. We will not be afraid. We will go forth. Yes, we'll have love, but we are warriors. This is the warfare hour. You know, it's going to be some war. Not always, you know, going to tickle the fancy. Because sometimes I got to get hit in the face with a 2x4. I got to get hit in the head with a 2x4 before it gets my attention. And maybe it's one or two of you that might be the same way because you keep coming back. God bless you. You know, I appreciate that you are listening. I appreciate that you. We want some feedback from you, though, so that we can continue to be a blessing to you. We want to get greater. We need your input. But your input is you keep lighting up them boards. So God bless you. You're lighting up the board, which means you're still listening. You're still coming every week. But press that one number. Press number one if you're calling on the phone and say, "Hey, how you doing? Old knucklehead dude, how things going with you?" You know, let us know that God has blessed you and we've been a blessing to you. We give honor to God and we thank you for being with us once more and again. God bless you and have a wonderful evening.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle.